Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and how are you? Today's show, as always, will probe more deeply, more fundamentally, into what really drives health. This is a topic I will never cease to be on top of each and every minute of my life. It is what I came here to do. I do it in the form of the show every Saturday, that being Straight Talk on Health. I don't think we get enough straight talk. I think by and large, the health industry, the nutrition industry, is a commercial industry. It's a money-motivated semi-industry, semi-profession. There's too much fluff. There's not enough sincerity. And I am, although I'm an advocate, I'm one of its main critics, and I have paid enough dues to be able to say that to you. I'm going to give you an example. Today's show is called Flush Your Herbs Down the Toilet. That's right. Did you hear that? Today's show is Flush Your Herbs Down the Toilet. Now, yes, part of this is tongue-in-cheek. I'm not totally serious about the statement, but I'm exaggerating to make a point. I find that to be, in this computer-muddled age, the way you got to do it. You got to say it extremely. So flush your herbs down the toilet. If you're one of those people that spent a ton of dough on a ton of people and a ton of nutritional cleanses and a ton of money and time and energy and the decades are adding up and you're stuck, understand this. We have carved an ecosystem now that makes a biochemical approach, which is what an herbal approach is fundamentally, a biochemical approach, herbs, drugs, surgery. Yeah, I just said that to you. I didn't put herbs in the holistic category. I put it in the allopathic category. It doesn't matter. Herbs, drugs, surgery. Forget it. They're all in the same toilet bowl. And the reason is they're all going after you, the you that makes you you in the biochemical fashion. This is short-sighted. This is why you spin. Now to that, so I just want you to hold that note. To that, I want you to go on the website, that's straighttalk.cc. And for those of you who listen regularly, I may do a one-hour show. So later on, I may post a much longer version of this show. Because I can't get around this. If you look at the pictures on the website, straighttalk.cc. I've put all the things that are out there that creation gave us, that God gave us, I don't care how you want to say it, that the universe gave us, the cosmos, the Lord, that nature gave us, all the things that don't work in your disease biochemically, they work biophysically. Can you understand that? They don't work biochemically. They work biophysically. Herbs work biochemically. Drugs work biochemically. Surgeries work biochemically. They are all in a much lower scale than the electromagnetic biophysical scale. And the mistake that we're making is that out there in nature, the cosmos, we have been given powerful, economical, wonderfully researched venues to deliver electromagnetic current to our body to control an optimal biochemistry. You're going about it the wrong way. So I'm going to say it again. Flush your herbs down the toilet. You're listening to a market that is driven on profit margins, not on successes. And I don't even want to get into, well, it may help a little and that's better than nothing and light a candle and don't curse the doctors. Forget it. Because what Park Avenue, what Madison Avenue has succeeded at is making you think that you have a chance to manage your health in the ways that are playing out. And when somebody comes along and says, no, this is a joke, well, everybody gets up in a huff about it. I welcome your huff. Get up in a huff. Because it's too late to be lying to yourself. And it's not your fault. I don't even think it's the industry's fault. You take it up with the Lord when you get there. In the meantime, I'm just going to tell you the bottom line. StraightTalk.cc. That's the bottom line. Get on the website and look at the pictures. Show 434. You're going to see rocks at the ocean in turquoise water. Now, what is this focus? What is this relentless focus I have on rocks at the ocean? Well, you got to understand that the ocean is the residence we evolved out of. It's the soup. It's the primordial soup that life formed in, and that one cell became two in, became four in, became 16 in, and so on and so forth. Sodium chloride is a current. It is the current of life. And that is what salt water is, the ocean. It is the point where that current meets the telluric waves that emanate from the core of the earth. And I put telluric wave on the site. I have definitions of telluric currents for you to read. But simply stated, some combination between the sun and the electromagnetics and the metal spinning in the core of the earth, some combination of that interface creates these electromagnetic waves that traverse the surface of the globe. These currents are stronger. The telluric currents are the strongest between 3 and, say, 6 a.m. These things are understood in geology. These things are measurable by geologists with different equipment. And those telluric currents are exactly what you cannot receive living in the home you pay top dollar, especially if you're down here in Orange County, for. Southern California is classic because the homes are all new. This is the nouveau here in Southern California. We moved from huts and log cabins into Faraday cage mansions in 50 years. Orange County down here is classic. You can go into any bookstore down here and get lots of pictures and biographies of when Newport Beach and Laguna were just huts, when PCH was barely built. And to do that today is to look up at the megaliths we've built since then. And all of these constructs block these currents. So we've encased ourselves in these Faraday cages, we call them. These constructs of synthetic material that block these telluric currents. And then the holistic community baloneys itself into thinking you can neutralize all this with a couple of wands and a few rocks in the house and move the furniture around and wear pendants and all this, all these lies, just blatant lying. And you can turn the other cheek and say, well, it's well-intentioned and it's better than doing nothing, but it's a lot of garbage. And there's always some maniac that's going to swear by it. And there's always someone you can be nice to that wants to have a camera on them and give a testimony. But the bottom line is it doesn't really work. But I'll tell you what does work. What does work is honoring the rainbow, honoring the thunderstorm, honoring the ice pool, honoring the teepee, the wigwam, or the yurt, honoring the sunrise, honoring the special clays, honoring those places in the turquoise blue waters where the tide pools form. Those things work. But I can tell you, our beaches are empty. And if they're not empty, they're filthy. They're either filthy or empty. And what that means is the culture as a whole, including the holistic community, has put its faith in lots of nonsense instead of where the earth really offers you. What's far more fundamental to the physiology of the cell than the physiology itself or the biochemistry itself. What comes out of the above listed facets of nature, and if one can experience those facets, if one can integrate those facets, and again, we have thousands migrating out of the state of California now. And we do so for a variety of reasons, but the first reason should be there's no health left here. And it is not preposterous to say that many places in the known world have gotten to the point where they're unlivable. Thus my point. But let's not talk about that one. That story you can pick up in any environmental magazine. My point is this. To be in a circle is something that the American Indian wrote prolifically in regard to. And when Europe pushed west and pushed the Indian out, let's not get into that, but the Indians, and this is in the history, this is in the literature, the Indian chiefs got together to powwow. It's in the history books. If you do any authentic historical research, you will read stories of dialogues between Indian chiefs at conferences saying that they're taking us out of the circle into the square of the log cabin and we will lose our minds. As they have. The American Indian wasn't saying we, the Indian, will lose our minds, not the Europeans. The Indians were saying the Europeans are nuts and they don't understand what they're doing, and now they're forcing us to do it. And if we have to comply at risk of execution, we're going to die. The Indians understood it. But so many other cultures understood it. What is the yurt? And the yurt is Asia. The circle, to sleep in a circle and benefit from the concentration of the telluric currents, to potentiate. It's a place where you're going to have an electrical spike. It's a concentration of an energy. We call it a vortex. A circle on the earth made of organic fiber concentrates the telluric current. And that's the idea behind the circle. So mainstay to society, mainstay to the holistic community, if it really wanted to do something right, those people graced with a backyard. I mean, I talk to people all the time. I was talking to a lady about a month ago. They just bought an $800,000 home with a tiny backyard filled with concrete. Now, this is This is a sick woman. This is a woman that's been brought back potentially, from the dead, basically. This is a woman that's worked hard, that then goes out and spends $800,000 on a home, and their backyard is nothing but a little piece of cement. And this happens all the time. And people do have choices. You homeowners, you got it all wrong. You look for homes that have that extra layer of concrete to park that extra car. You turn your backyards into these big patios. You've got beautiful strips of property where soil could be fertilized, so things could be built into the soil so you could benefit from what I'm talking about. But no, we're going to build the patio so the grandkids can come over and play. This is not clear. You got to understand what I'm saying. You have to understand that if you have property, that backyard is an opportunity to create a living ecosystem to counterbalance the nonsense that you call your home. What you would do is fertilize the soil. What you would do, just as you till your garden, is understand how to build soil, which is its own art form and a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, especially if you're in retirement. But then onto that soil goes the yurt, goes the teepee, goes something in a circle, and back to you comes your sleep pattern. Because you can't do better. How many people chase this idea that some supplement, Sisyphus and valerian root, and now the new fad, CBD oil, right? You walk into the health food stores in the glass case because it's, going to be stolen otherwise, because it's worth its weight in gold now, is CBD oil, and the whole industry is backing it. And I've been watching this baloney for years. Half the people you give CBD oil to, it does nothing for. Well, Dr. Medici, you really shouldn't talk that way, because the bottom line is it's better than nothing. No, it's not. It's barely better than nothing, because collectively what we've done is convince the public that all they have to do is go hopping from one prayer to the next, and sooner or later they're going to hit on it. And it doesn't work well enough. But you just plant yourself in the earth, in a yurt, where the soil's fertile, where the grass is green, and get used to sleeping in a circle. That will work. And it will work because it is not a biochemical. It is not about introducing a chemistry. It's about introducing a physics, a wavelength. And in the circle, that wavelength is concentrated. Now, if you're fortunate enough to be near a clean ocean, anywhere north of Malibu, skipping Oxnard, anywhere south of Newport Beach, which allows you Newport Beach, which allows you Laguna, which allows you Dana Point, which allows you San Clemente, or anywhere else in the country, affords you the opportunity in the early morning hours to develop a water practice. But you see, if you take water, sodium chloride, and put it next to rock, you got to understand what rock is. Rock is a transmitter. It's a transducer. Transduction is the process through which a electromagnetic wave, which is to say electricity, will hit a medium, and a transducer concentrates and builds that pulse. Circles are transducers. Rocks are transducers. Clay is a transducer. Water is a medium. It's not a transducer. It's a wonderful medium. Water transmits the telluric wave. rock transduces it. If you come to a place where rock meets water, like tide pool at sunrise, now you're talking. Now I want you to add sunrise and fog to that. Now you're both transducing more and transmitting more. I want you to add a cave to that. I want you to look at some of the pictures. Picture number one. Picture number nine. Picture number 13. And I want you to imagine yourself in a cave, a sea cave, in the water, at sunrise. And what you've got there is an intersection of mediums and transducers. First, in the early morning, you have as concentrated a hit by the telluric fields as you're going to get. It's why all the meditators are up 3 to 6 a.m. And the rock, of course, as I said, concentrates the wave. The water transmits the wave, and there you are in the midst of it. Why isn't that a practice? Why isn't that what we call a health practice? And I know all the excuses. And you have to call them excuses at this point. Because many people are fighting for their life. Well, my job doesn't accommodate that. Well, my family doesn't accommodate that. Well, I'm too old to do that. And so on and so forth. Right. And we've got all these excuses because health isn't on the A list. We're still convinced. We still think that we're going to get away with this. Reading a couple of health books and trying a few cleanses. I'm just ahead of the curve on this. We're going to come to this conclusion soon. And you'll see, and it is, it's why people are leaving now the cities in droves. They're unlivable because there's nothing non-synthetic to put your hands on. But if you're here in the city, you still have those options. It's not really that difficult. It's not difficult to go to real estate near fairly clean ocean. It's not difficult to live near the woods. It doesn't matter. Whether you're in the Pacific Palisades, you're in Malibu, you're in the canyons, you're down in Laguna, you're up in Laguna, you're in Crystal Cove, you're in Costa Mesa, you're close enough, and you can take it from that point. But that's not all we were given. This is not all we were given. We were given the rainbow. I just sent a sick person to Hawaii. I sat down with him and I said, "You know you're going to die. And that's what you've been told. And you don't want to. And here are some options. Take these options. And go sit in a waterfall every single day. And go sleep in a yurt every single night. And be within the field of the rainbow as many times as grace permits a rainbow to show its face. Talk to the whales. Try to swim with the dolphins, even the seals." You know what John Muir used to do? The Muir Woods? Muir was famous. See, that he's famous, you can say this, you see. If he wasn't famous, he would just have been a basket case and a nut job. John Muir, during the thunderstorms up in Northern California, Oregon, so on and so forth, when the terrain was so plush, would climb to the top of a tree in a thunderstorm. And as the winds blew and the top of the tree would swing from one extreme to the other during the thunder and the rain, Muir would be at the top, communing with God. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, using thunder. Using the nuclear explosion of the negative ion and the thunder and the lightning and the tree. And of course, you can find these things extreme, but I have something to say to you. Cancer's extreme. Terminal illness at the age of 70 or 60 or 50 or 40 is extreme. The growing consensus of people who have been mandatorily vaccinated is extreme. Children with bipolar attention deficit disorders on different drugs is extreme. Heart disease now, for as much as we've solved part of the riddle, is now prevalent like never before with people under the age of 40. That's extreme. We live in extreme times. And what I'm trying to say to you is that the consequence of living in extreme times necessitates extreme response. Although it's not extreme, it's just a way of life and was once a way of life. And that it seemed extreme is only because we've gotten so far away from it. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're not feeling well, if you're lost, if you're open, if you're an empty slate after your long journey, rather than filled with your own misconceptions, 714-850-1007. Call the office and I'll put you on the right track. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.